KJAN Sports.
Time now for high school basketball on KJAN, live from Glenwood. Here's KJAN's Jim Field and Chris Parks.
Well, thank you, John. Good evening, everyone, and welcome as we broadcast to you live from what we expect to be a pretty full house here tonight in Glenwood between a couple of good basketball teams as they face off here tonight. For one, it's to start the season. For another, it's to try to continue their early season success. Atlantic facing off against the Glenwood Rams here tonight in Glenwood. Glenwood, a team that's already got a game under their belts here this season. They picked up a 78-52 win Tuesday night over Thomas Jefferson to open up their season. Atlantic, this is their season lid lifter here tonight as they get going here for the first time. And should be actually a pretty good matchup here tonight. We expect the Atlantic Trojans have had a lot of expectations placed upon their squad coming into this year. And they're going to find out just how good they might be here right off the bat, because they're going to face a team that's going to give them some pretty good challenges tonight.
Yeah, you know, it should be an interesting matchup and a team that can give you a scare, especially at this point in the season when you're just getting started and trying to get your legs underneath you and kind of get back into the swing of things. We know, obviously, that Atlantic has a lot of great talent and expecting to do a lot of great things here this year, but you got to go out there and get gelled as a team and get out there and get your basketball legs back underneath you. So this will be a good test for them here tonight against a team that's, you know, got a little bit of both. They've got some size and then also a couple of kids that can shoot the ball all right.
Well, both these teams are blessed to have some key players back from last year's team. Atlantic has just about the whole bucket load of them back from last year, with just a couple of exceptions of kids who got major playing time last year. On the other side for Glenwood, they are missing a couple of their key pieces from last year, but for the most part, they bring a lot of players back as well. So a couple of veteran teams matching up here tonight in this first game of the Hawkeye 10 conference season for both of these clubs here this evening. We'll take a timeout, and we'll be back with more as we get you ready for the start of our basketball game here tonight in Glenwood. The Rams hosting the Trojans here this evening. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Cint Repair, just east of Lyman, offering general automotive repair and computer diagnostics. Cint Repair, ASC certified and a Napa Auto Care Center. Plus, they'll sell, balance, and rotate tires. Cint Repair. Call them at 778-4330. Anita Engraving and Awards, LLC. Southwest Iowa's most dependable source for trophies, award plaques, and medals. For awards worth winning since 1970, Anita Engraving and Awards, LLC and Anita, call 712-762-3779. When it comes to financial security, trust Thrivent Financial. Find out about the quality products and services they offer to help you reach your financial goals. Call Matt Heller from Audubon or Derek Sargent from Adair at 1-800-369-1527. Registered representatives for securities offered through Thrivent Investment Management Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here in Glenwood tonight as we get you prepped for the start of our basketball game. Boys, Hawkeye 10 Conference Hoops coming up for you here tonight between Atlantic and the Glenwood Rams. As we mentioned earlier this week, Glenwood opened up their regular season with a 78-52 victory over Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson High School in a game that featured a pretty good night from the big guy down low as J.J. Hahn had a couple of good numbers, 20 and 20. 20 points, 20 rebounds. That's a good way to start your season.
Yeah, it really is a good way to start your season and get you a little confidence right out of the gate. And now you're going to step up, obviously, in competition here tonight. So a little different story here on the athletes you're going to have to contend with. But, yeah, he had a good start to his season, that's for sure.
Well, and he's one of the kids who comes back from last year's club that had some pretty decent numbers. Hahn averaged 7.3 points a game last year and also 6.4 rebounds for the Rams. He was a 46% shooter from the floor on the regular season. Tyler Jensen, their leading scorer last year, returns as he comes back. Well, one of their leading scorers comes back again this year. He led them in points overall, and he was second in points per game with 9 points per contest. Grant May, their leading scorer on point per game average last year, is back as well, averaging 9.3. And also Corey Bertini averaged about 5 points a game back this year to the squad, too. So they've got some decent numbers coming back. These kids all shot somewhere in the neighborhood of 35-45% from the floor, and a couple of them were okay three-point shooters. But, you know, they're a year older. They've got a little bit more experience under their belts working off over the offseason as well, and they expect some good things. They were 10-12 last year. Don't let that record fool you, though. They had some pretty good players they lost in Derek Jones and Grant Stivers from this team, and they seem to be one of the hard luck teams in the Hawkeye 10 Conference last year. That 10-12 record seemed to be a lot of close losses in some very competitive ball games last year, so they're hoping to break out here.
And kind of one of those teams that can compete, but just couldn't get over the hump and get those victories in those close ball games. And, yeah, they would probably, as a team, I'm sure would have liked to have shot better overall last year. I think you're really going to see Grant May do a lot of the heavy load lifting here this year for the Rams. He's a guy that can shoot the ball pretty well. So they're really going to do a lot, I'm sure, to try to get the ball into his hands in good situations. And those two, the two guys that they'll rely on there with Hahn and May.
Well, Atlantic, a team that had an excellent season last year, a 19-4 record on the season. They beat these Glenwood Rams twice during the regular season last year, 68-47 and 55-40 were the final scores in those two games. And the Trojans, the return of their five starters, those are five of the top seven scorers from last year's team. In fact, their top three scorers all returning. Their top rebounder returns, and also their top assist guy returns. Their top two steal guys return. I mean, you kind of see where I'm going here. All the leading stat guys from last year's team, for the most part, are all back again. And it's going to start with really that core of three guys, Dalton Franken, Sam Markham, and Chad Christensen. They really kind of make the engine go. Dalton can do a lot of things inside and outside. Christensen, the point guard, and then you've got Sam Markham, who's kind of playing off on that swing spot. He can handle the ball out front. He can slash to the basket. He's got hops. He can get down inside and grab rebounds and block shots, too. They've got a good core group of players, including the other two seniors in Stewart and Harrison Hoy that got a lot of playing time last year as well, that understand what their mission is out there, and they really do fill a lot of roles.
Yeah, they really got a great core of this senior class, and they've been playing together for an awfully long time. And, you know, sometimes it's kind of a cliche, you hear that a lot. Well, these kids have come up with each other. Well, they really have played a lot of basketball, and they've gotten a lot of experience because, you know, they were the kids that were the most talented coming in as underclassmen. So they've been out there on the floor. They have that battle test in big games and in conference games like they're going to play tonight. So, yeah, they've really got a good base core of guys that know their roles and how they fit in on this team.
Well, and Dalton Franken will be starting his fourth year as a starter for this Trojan program. So, yeah, there's a lot of experience out there on the floor, and they're going to start five seniors here tonight. And you're going to see an awful lot of senior power out there for Atlantic. The Trojans, though, as we said, will get a test here tonight as they get ready. Franken coming back, averaging almost 19 points a game last season, shooting 48% from the floor, 76% from the free throw line, and almost 45% from the arc as well. Sam Markham, averaging 10.5 points a game last year, shooting 47% from the floor. Chad Christensen averaging about 8.5 points, shooting 44% from the floor last year. Harrison Hoig starting in the post, averaging 7.1, shooting almost 49% from the floor. As I said, a lot of their top performers back from last year. Franken led them in rebounding last year, 7.9 a game. Markham and Christensen were the two leading assist guys. Christensen, 6.2 a game, had 142 in the season. That was one of the top numbers in Class 3A in the state of Iowa last year. Markham with 64 assists on the year, nothing to sneeze at either. And Markham and Christensen both were among the top steal guys in the conference last year. 56 steals for Christensen, 51 for Markham. So, you know, when you look at basketball numbers, typically you take a look at the offensive side of the ledger, but Atlantic also does it with good numbers on the defensive side.
And they're such a long team, too. They're guys that can really get their hands in passing lanes, and they're all pretty quick as well. So they can move around and pressure you pretty well when they really want to and buckle down, and they did a great job of that last season. I think one thing that they really feel good about, and it was nice to see, and he didn't get that chance until last year, was Chad Christensen running the point and getting that full-time role, and then also, you know, learning how to distribute the ball, and then he became a better shooter, too. I give him a lot of credit because he did really improve last year, and that's kind of that one key piece that they needed to make the engine a fluid situation. So we'll see if he can pick up where he left off from last year.
You bet, and we'll find that out here real quick as well as we're getting close to tip time here tonight in Glenwood. Atlantic fell in the JV game earlier tonight. 59-37 was the final in that one. Glenwood also won the freshman game earlier this afternoon, so Atlantic's varsity trying to, I guess you can't square things. It's already 2-0 on the Glenwood side, but the varsity game is the one everybody came here for, so we'll see if Atlantic can turn things around here in this varsity contest tonight. Two teams getting ready for the opening introductions of our players here this evening. Let's take a break. We'll introduce you to the starting lineups here when we come back. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Dusty's Place in Griswold offers daily noon specials and nightly specials Tuesday through Sunday. Come enjoy great home-cooked meals at Dusty's Place on Main Street in Griswold. Partners Insurance at 6th and Walnut at Atlantic, offering a winning combination of quality products, price, and service. Call Paul Price or Ken Christensen with Partners Insurance today at 243-4392 for competitive quotes on all of your insurance needs. And Anytime Fitness in Atlantic, they have top-of-the-line strength equipment and cardio equipment with a clean atmosphere. They're open 24 hours with state-of-the-art security. Join Anytime Fitness in Atlantic, located in the Hy-Vee Shopping Plaza.
Couple of minutes before tip time here tonight in Glenwood. Let's take a look at the starting lineups for these two basketball teams here tonight for the Atlantic Trojans. The visiting team on the scoreboard tonight, Atlantic coming in wearing those black road jerseys with the gold lettering and the white trim. And they'll go like this tonight. Coach Steve Blazek's team opening up the season this evening. No record yet on this 2012-13 basketball season. They're going to start all five seniors tonight in the opening lineup. It'll be Sam Markham, a 6'2 senior out front. He'll be joined out of the point guard spot by Chad Christensen, also 6'2" senior. Stuart Hoig will play at one of the forward spots, a 6'2 senior. Harrison Hoig will play down low, listed at 6'2 and a senior. And Dalton Franken at 6'6 and a senior will start tonight as well for the Atlantic Trojans. That's a look at the Trojan lineup. On the other side, the Glenwood Rams, coached by Kurt Schulte, they're 1-0 on the season after that win Tuesday night over Thomas Jefferson. The Rams wearing their home white uniforms with the black and, well, it's a different color yellow than what Atlantic wears. Kind of more of an old gold yellow. And here's how the Rams will line up tonight. It'll be Tyler Jensen, a 5'9 senior out front. He'll be joined by Grant May. He's 6'1 and a senior. Brady Dalma, he's 6'3 and a senior. Also Corey Bertini, a 6'4" junior. Then J.J. Hahn, he's 6'5 and a senior. And the first thing that jumps off the page is the size matchup. Really, there isn't a whole lot of advantage for either team.
Yeah, really, they do match up pretty well across the board. So you'll see some pretty even heads-up play. And when it comes down to that, when you're not worried about matching up size-wise, it's, you know, it comes down to the athleticism a little bit more. So I think Atlantic feels good about that. They know the type of talent they have on the floor. So you just have to go out there and execute.
And we'll see if they can do that here in just a moment as they get ready for the player introductions here in the arena. We'll take a timeout, have the opening tap. When we come back, you're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Gady Insurance Services, your agent for Western Iowa Mutual Insurance. Call them for a no-obligation quote for your homeowners or farm insurance. Visit one of their agents today at Gady Insurance in Griswold and Council Bluffs or at their office at 700 East 7th Street in Atlantic. Westline Fencing and Material in Adair can handle and install fencing materials. They sell all types of Red Brand products and posts of all sizes. Call Westline Fencing and Material in Adair at 641-740-0346 or 641-740-1012. Stop into CJ's Ice Cream Shop and Grill in Avoca and try their delicious pulled pork, chicken, or brisket and the classics plus the best ice cream around. CJ's Ice Cream Shop and Grill next to Motel 6 in Avoca.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here in Glenwood tonight, ready for the opening tap of our ball game coming up here in just a couple of moments as they introduce the starting lineups of the players to the crowd here this evening. One more time for Atlantic, it's Sam Markham, Chad Christensen, Stuart Hoig, Dalton Franken, and Harrison Hoig, your starting five tonight. And on the other side for Glenwood, it's Tyler Jensen, Grant May, Corey Bertini, J.J. Hahn, and Brady Dalma, the starting five this evening here for Kurt Schulte's Glenwood Rams. J.J. Hahn, a 6'5 senior. Big-bodied kid, too. I don't have as high as weight. This isn't football season, but if I were going to guess, I'd put him somewhere up there around 260, 270. He's a big-bodied kid and somebody that the Trojans are going to have to deal with down low because you're not going to move him out of the way real easy.
Yeah, he's a big body.
Let's listen in now as we have our national anthem as we get ready for the start of our basketball game here this evening. Glenwood Band performing our national anthem for us live here this evening. Nice to see a high school band in the house instead of just canned music all the time when we go to an event.
Yeah, they do a pretty good job. Mr. Jacobus has been here an awfully long time, so he does a pretty good job at it.
Just about ready to go with our starting tip-off here tonight as the two teams ready to go here this evening in Glenwood. Nice crowd on hand. The newer gymnasium, what's this, about the third or fourth year for this gymnasium?
I believe this is the third year, yeah.
It's a lot different than the old one. The old one was a tiny box that really didn't provide a whole lot of atmosphere. This one, it's noisy. Even when there's not a big crowd in here, it gets noisy in this place. And, of course, all kinds of lights flashing at you in this place, too. So it's an exciting atmosphere for the kids to play in. It'll be Franken and Hahn jumping center for the two teams. Atlantic will shoot the basket to our right as we watch the ball game here tonight. We're ready to go. The ball is in the air, and the tap here this evening will be controlled by the Trojans. They'll have it first as it's tapped over to the far side, and Sam Markham up with it. Chad Christensen will bring it across the timeline. We are underway. Stuart Hoig left our right side with it. Out top on the bounce, it goes to Franken. Back to Hoig. He'll drive the lane. Stop. The fall-away shot is tipped. Rebounded underneath by Harrison Hoig, and he'll bank one up and in. First basket of the season is Harrison Hoig's as he knocks one in off the window down low. 2-0 in favor of the Trojans. Up the floor now for the Rams is May. He'll dump it off to the right side. Dalma out off the arc. Jensen. They swing it here left side. The pull-up jumper from the arc is off the mark. No good by Corey Bertini. Rebound comes long, and it's picked up by the Rams. Jensen with the basketball out top. He'll ship it across to the far side. Bertini. Now back out top it goes to May. Right side. Once again to Bertini. Now they dump it down low. Hahn trying to post the kick across down low. Left side is Grant May. Now Jensen has his pocket nearly picked. Christensen knocked it away. It's scooped up on the run, though, by May as they keep possession. Grant May out top. Crossover dribble down the left side. The kick out to Jensen. Jensen skips it across right side. They go into the corner now. Back outside, Jensen. Over a minute gone here in the basketball game. The Rams quickly working the perimeter. Now a long three try from the left wing is up and good. Grant May knocks down a triple about 2-3 feet behind the arc from the left side, and it's 3-2 in favor of the Rams. 6:40 to go here in this opening quarter. Trojans down low. They post. Hoig spins. Oh, nice move by Harrison. Takes it right past the big guy, Hahn, and banks one home. You can't move him, but you can get around him if you're quick enough. That's two buckets for Harrison Hoig. And now a turnover by the Rams up the floor as Grant May's pass skips a little too high through the hands of Brady Dalma, and it turns back over to the Trojans.
Pretty good pace here so far, and good job by Harrison Hoig with a couple of nice moves here early on for the Trojans. And they've been getting set up in their offense well so far, getting the ball in the right spot.
Christensen walks it up the floor, now gets a double screen out top. He'll dump it down into the lane. It's knocked away. It'll go out of bounds. Hahn saw that coming as they tried to cut Harrison Hoig and flash down the lane. And J.J. Hahn with a quick poke of the ball knocks it out of bounds in front of the Glenwood student section. Trojans will have it. Stuart Hoig will inbound. Christensen will take the bounce feed out high, guarded there by Jensen as the Rams work a man-to-man. Christensen gets a screen, goes left side, the bounce feed underneath. Again, it's Harrison Hoig, and he's got the first 6 points here tonight as Harrison working well with that drop step move down on the baseline. 6-3 Trojans, 6 minutes to go first quarter.
Rams have the ball front court. Right side drive. Markham cuts off May over on that far right side and almost got the steal. Picked up now. It's Jensen here out top. Jensen, left side of the arc, into the corner. Bertini back out here on the wing. May going to pull up from the same spot to try that three. It's no good. The ball tipped out, and the Rams control the rebound. Right side it goes. Now the bounce feed underneath. It's Hahn trying to post. Turns. Ball tipped away. Loose. Bertini out with it. His shot blocked away by Dalton Franken, and the Trojans come up with a loose ball rebound. 6-3 Atlantic leading. 5:25 to go in this first quarter. Markham crossover down the lane, all the way to the rack, up high, floats one off the glass, no good, got fouled, he'll get free throws. He was bumped on his way to the basket as he tried to use that athleticism to get down the right side and get up there high. Dauma cut underneath him, and he'll pick up the foul. That's the first of the ballgame. Markham to the line to shoot a couple here, the Trojans, with 5:21 to play in this first quarter. And the first free throw try is no good. Surprised at all that the first 6 points for the Trojans coming down on the post with Hoyt?
Well, it is a little surprising, but when you've got guards that are athletic and smart about drawing the defense up and then getting the ball down low to a guy in a good spot, and working well.
Well, we can't say that any longer as Markham knocks down the second free throw. Now the ball loose on the tap-in on the inbounds, and it's going to go back to the Trojans. Christensen tapped it away. May couldn't chase it down as it's off of May, last touch by the Rams. It'll belong to Atlantic. 7-3, Trojans lead it. 5:19 to go first quarter, and Atlantic will have the ball here on the near side. Baseline it goes. That's Markham in the corner. Outside to Stewart Hoig, and he'll bring it back out top on the dribble. Now Christensen will run the point once again. Christensen to the left side now. Stewart Hoig, he'll hoist up a three ball. No good. Long rebound taken out by Christensen. He'll take it right back down the lane. The wraparound layup, no good. Hoig the rebound. He's fouled. He'll get free throws. Harrison Hoig very active here in the early going as he gets the board, and he'll get two free throw tries for his trouble. J.J. Hahn picks up the foul for the Rams.
Well, Harrison's doing a really good job of keeping his body wide. He is a big, wide-shouldered kid, and he's doing a good job of getting in there, fighting hard, and getting great position and giving himself an opportunity to be in good spots, and here he goes to the line.
Well, misses the first free throw, however. He'll get one more try here. 5:01 left to play in this first quarter. And the second free throw try, no good, back of the rim. Rebound hits the floor. It's knocked out of bounds, and it's going to belong to Atlantic. J.J. Hahn tried to chase down that loose ball on the baseline. He stepped on the baseline as he slapped it off of Dalton Franken, so it'll belong to the Trojans. Atlantic underneath will inbound. It's Markham here in the right corner. Head fake. He'll drive and dump it down low on the block. Hoig once again with a bucket. Harrison Hoig just sliding across the baseline, took the pass and banked it home. He's got eight. We got nine. 9-3, the Trojans lead it. Left side it comes now here on the arc as they dump it down low. Trying to post Bertini. Back outside Hahn for just outside the free throw line. He jumps one in. The big guy steps out, hits the field goal, and it's 9-5. Trojans lead with the ball. Hoig in the lane now. Goes again to the rack. The leaner, no good. Rebound tapped inside and grabbed now by Hahn. Stewart Hoig tried to follow up his brother's missed shot. Couldn't come up with it. Now the Rams to the front court. Drive down the lane. Left side, Jensen. Floater, no good. Hahn the follow, no good. Rebound inside by Stewart Hoig. Everybody swatting at that basketball. Both times it was put up. Now Christensen kicks it back out. Hoig, left side to Hoig. Stewart into the corner. Christensen to bring it around. Harrison Hoig back out top. It goes to Markham, and they'll slow things down. Sam Markham directing traffic out top. Gets the screen from Harrison Hoig. He'll pull up the long three ball. No good. Rebound to Hahn down low for the Rams. 3:45 left in the first quarter. 9-5 Trojans. Rams to the front court now. Jensen out top. He'll leave it right side. That's May back up top. They swing it around Jensen, left side of the three-point line. Now to the corner. Bertini here on the left side, guarded by Franken. Back out top it goes to May. May dumps it again to Jensen here on the wing. Back up top it goes now. Dauma, right side, Bertini. He'll turn and look for help. It's Jensen back out top. Good defense, man-to-man by the Trojans. Rams not finding a lot of good-looking passing opportunities here early on. Now they try to screen the spin in the lane, and May is fouled as he spins and tries to elevate quickly and toss up a one-hander. He got fouled in the lane. That'll be Harrison Hoig picking up his first, and that will send Grant May to the free throw line here for the Rams. And we've got some blood on J.J. Hahn, so he's going to have to come over here to the bench, and they're going to have to doctor him up a little bit. In the meantime,
Braden Wheeler will check in for the Rams. He's a 6-foot junior. Also checking in now for Glenwood, Jacob Radcliffe, 6'3 senior, into the contest. He'll take the place of Brady Dalma. Rams have the unusual uniforms that actually I believe are going to be not legal here in a couple of years. They wear uniforms that have both odd and even numbers. Don't see that very often. First free throw there is no good by May. The high school level is a little easier for everybody involved, the scorers and the officials, to have odd on one side, even on the other. Second free throw try by May on the way. That's no good as well. And Dalton Franken up high to get the rebound. So a couple of missed opportunities there from the line for Glenwood. Atlantic with a 9-5 lead. 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. Markham right side out top to Stuart Hoyg. He'll drive the left side. Oh, he stops in the lane and walks with it. Kind of got caught in traffic as he hop-stepped sideways into the lane. Picked up that pivot foot. Got called for steps. It'll turn back over for Atlantic. Their first substitution of the night, Ben Nelson, will check into the contest. A 6-foot senior. He'll take the place of Stuart Hoyg, who will take a breather. Hahn comes back out of the locker room now as they've gotten him taped up. Had blood on his hand, so he's got his right hand wrapped. Inbounds feed in the backcourt now. Jensen, nothing easy as the Trojans pressure full court. They get it across the timeline now with Wheeler. And out top it goes to May. Grant May working the dribble. He's picked up outside by Markham. Markham usually gets the other guy's best player. Left side, Bertini. Stutter step. He drives baseline. Got cut off. Now fires it back out top. Now right side it goes to May. And we're going to have a blocking foul called. A hand on the hip there. Whistled against Sam Markham. And that will be the first on Markham. The second team foul whistled against the Trojans. 2:33 remaining here in this first quarter. Glenwood basketball down on the block. They'll fire it way out high. It's tipped away and knocked free, but run down. Chad Christensen got up, knocked it to the back court, but Tyler Jensen was able to chase it down. And he'll bring it back to the front side now. Jensen out top, working one-on-one against Christensen. The bounce feed here to the left side. It's off to Wheeler. Back out top. Nice. Swinging around right side. May now with a basketball on the arc. Jensen, left side. Bertini, head fakes, drives, stops, turns. It's Wheeler. He'll leave it back outside. Now May on the right wing. Out top to Jensen. Jensen back to Wheeler here, left side. Bertini in the corner. Cut off there. Back out top once again. Nowhere to roam for the Rams inside. Now Jensen, a little stutter step move. He tries to drive it. He throws one up, and it flattens out on the back of the rim and rolls in. 9-7 now. The Rams have gotten back to within two. Minute 40 left to play in this first quarter as Markham almost had his pocket picked over in the far side by Wheeler. Trojans basketball. Ben Nelson will inbound for Atlantic. First, though, we're going to have Gage Shatava checking into the ballgame for the Rams. Tyler Jensen will check out. Rams already trying out that depth. They've played nine guys already. Quick pass inbounds. It's knocked away. It's out of bounds. It'll stay with Atlantic as Wheeler tried to cut around in front of Markham and knocked that one away. Ball will stay with the Trojans in the front court. A minute 39 now left to go here in this first quarter. Again, the Trojans do inbound, and they throw it toward the back court. Christensen will run and chase it down. And he'll bring it across the timeline now. Minute and a half left to go here in this first quarter. Christensen goes left side. Again, man-to-man defense by the Rams. As Christensen picked up the dribble, now the pass off is chased down by Nelson. Bertini hassling him out top defensively. Now Markham will try to settle things down as the Rams try to disrupt things here for the Trojans. Doing a decent job of it here. Markham steps back. Now leaves it up top for Franken. Franken off the dribble drive. Right side of the lane. Curls back with a behind-the-back dribble. The fall away from the free throw line is no good. Rebound Christensen. He throws it right back in. It never came to the floor. Christensen tapped it right back up and in. It's 11-7 Trojans. 55 seconds left in the quarter. May now front court, out top, goes right side, leaves it for Shatava. Back up top it comes now. Radcliffe here to the left side, the dribble drive. May back outside now, Shatava. He'll leave it off for Wheeler. Wheeler to May, top of the circle. Now here to the left side, Shatava again on the dribble. And back it goes again to May, right side Bertini. Bertini looking for help, back up top. Say, keep working the perimeter. Hey, look down low, there's never anybody open inside. Here on the left wing now, May trying to drive, spins. The fall-away shot is off the mark, missed everything. It's going to be saved inbounds. And who's going to have it? The Trojans come up with it. Nelson comes away with it. And now the ball knocked away. And we're going to have a foul call as Christensen took the pass. Kind of spun around awkwardly to make a move. And he was fouled by Grant May. That'll be his first. 11 seconds left in the quarter.
There's quite a bit of contact before that, too. The foul whistle came kind of late, but, get it nonetheless. And Glenwood, though, is doing a decent job now, just trying to get up in there and be in your face and frustrate you a little bit. And the Trojans are kind of sorting their way out through that right now. Need to get settled down a little bit.
Trojans ball. Now we're inbounding. Markham to the front court. He'll cross the line with 7 seconds left in the quarter. Markham drives the right side all the way to the rack. He was hit and fouled as he tried to go on the run down the lane. That foul going to be whistled against Braden Wheeler. And that will be number one on him. That's the fourth team foul on the Rams. That foul on the floor, so the Trojans will inbound. 3 seconds left to play here in this first quarter. Trojans lead by four. It's 11-7. The inbound, right side, it comes here to Franken. He'll fall away and throw one up and in at the buzzer. Dalton Franken knocks one down, his first field goal of the ball game. 16 footer here from the right side of the free throw line, and it's 13-7 Trojans after one quarter. Chris Parks will have the second quarter for you here from Glenwood. When we come back, you're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Gady Insurance Services, your agent for Western Iowa Mutual Insurance. Call them for a no-obligation quote for your homeowners or farm insurance. Visit one of their agents today at Gady Insurance in Griswold and Council Bluffs or at their office at 700 East 7th Street in Atlantic. Westline Fencing and Material in Adair can handle and install fencing materials. They sell all types of Red Brand products and Preosote posts of all sizes. Call Westline Fencing and Material in Adair at 641-740-0346 or 641-740-1012. Crestwood Hills in Anita has a new membership special. If you haven't been a member for 5 previous years, you can join for only $300 for the year, whether you live in town or out of town. Call Crestwood Hills in Anita at 762-3803.
Well, welcome back here now to Glenwood High School here tonight, the site of our boys varsity contest, the season opener here for the Atlantic Trojans, and they lead it by four. Or excuse me, lead it 13-7, actually. The late bucket there by Dalton Franken right before the quarter ended there made it a six-point ball game. So a six-point lead here for the Trojans. And now Glenwood will start with the basketball here as we head to the second quarter. They get a nice pass down low to J.J. Hahn. A good feed from May and a foul call underneath. And we will have shots coming here now for Hahn as he missed the shot. But the foul going to be whistled there underneath against, whistled that one against number 23, Ben Nelson. So that'll be his first. Third foul now here against the Trojans, and the first free throw by Hahn is good. Well, Franken ruined my interesting analysis because, you know, I was going to say, who would have thought he didn't have a field goal or any points there in the first quarter of play of the open of the season, but he knocked one down there right before the end of the quarter, so changed things up a little bit. The second free throw rolls home there for Hahn, and now we're at a 13-9 mark. 2 points there for Hahn from the free throw line. Dribble right side, Markham. He'll kick it up top now to Stuart Hoy. Goes over left side to Ben Nelson. Now you get an inside to Harrison Hoy. Kick across the lane back to Stuart. He'll pump fake up, and the shot rims out. Rebound fought for and pulled down underneath by Corey Bertini. May's going to fire it up ahead. Hanzo all alone. He gets a nice pass across the lane, and the shot is up and good by Brady Dalma, and he gets his first bucket of the game, and it's now a two-point game again, 13-11. A couple of quick scores here for Glenwood to start the second quarter. Trojans lead by two. Markham has it out top now, running the point here. He'll run right side, pull up for a jumper on the run. No good. He got his own rebound, though. Nice pass underneath to Nelson. Nelson goes up strong, missed it, got his own rebound, and put it back up off the glass and in.
Boy, a good quick move. He didn't wait around for that ball to come back to him. He went and got it.
Nice finish there. And a little bit change in the lineup here as we start the second quarter for the Trojans. As Christensen gets the breather on the bench. They're running Markham at the point right now. Bad job on the defensive switch that time. Getting open was Bertini, but he missed the shot. And now the rebound comes down to Harrison Hoig, and he gets it out, and they'll work it up the floor with Markham. 15-11, Trojans lead. 6:30 left to go first half. up top. Markham will lob it up high. Franken had to go high to get it. He'll dump it off now here to Hoyg. He'll jump one up from the free throw line. Missed it. Rebound comes out long. It's picked up by Nelson as he struck across the baseline to grab that one.
Nelson hustling here early on.
Markham now up top with the basketball, and he'll get a screen, go right side. Now keep it back out top, trying to set something up here. Good switch there defensively for Glenwood. Now they lob it down low, and they get Franken behind the defense and lob it down there, and he waits for the defender then to fly by before he goes up and puts one off the glass and in. Left side dribble now here for Glenwood. They kick it back up top now here to May. May to Jensen in the corner, back up top. Dalmo with the three-point attempt. That's way off the mark. Airballs it out of bounds, and it'll go back here to Atlantic.
Atlantic's so quick defensively getting in your face that you really don't have a lot of time to measure up those shots. You got to grab and go. And if you don't have your feet underneath you and a good solid base, like that last shot there, you could be in some trouble.
Braden Wheeler comes back in now here for Glenwood as they're going to bring Bertini out of the ball game. Christensen back in as well here for Atlantic, and he'll bring it up the floor here at the point. Chad Christensen right side with it, up top to Harrison Hoyg, over left side here to Markham. Markham back across to Christensen. He'll spot up for the three ball. That's short. Kind of faded away a little bit on that one, and now the rebound comes down to the Rams. They'll bring it up the floor. Wheeler had it. He'll dump it out top. May with the long three-point attempt at the top of the key, missed it. Rebound to Sam Markham, and he'll bring it out. Pushes it up the floor here to Christensen. Christensen trying to run. Will kick it out and had it stolen. Kind of a lazy pass out to Franken, and May got in the lane there and stole it away. Now Wheeler up the floor, tries to get across. Hahn on the run. He stops on the block. Turnaround jumper, no good. Rebound to Dalton Franken, and the Trojans will slow things down. 17-11. Atlantic leads it here. 4:55 left to go here, first half. Up top, Harrison Hoyg has it. Lost his dribble. Needs to get rid of it again, and actually got away with it there. They let him put one more on the floor, but he passed it off to Markham. He'll spot up now for a jumper. Missed it. Rebound comes out long into the hands of Wheeler. Wheeler will go right side to May. May on the run, and we'll see if they call this a charge or a block, and they're going to call it a block as Christensen tried to get in the way. The shot was good. It'll count, and he'll go to the line for a chance at a three-point play. So Chad Christensen picks up his first. That's team foul number four now here against the Trojans, and May will go to the line here to try to complete the three-point play.
I think Christensen beat him to the spot that time, but he kind of turned the body to kind of get into that play, so that's what the official saw.
Free throw on the way. It's off the back iron, no good. Rebound high, and Franken taps it to himself, able to save it here for the Trojans. They'll bring it up the floor. Christensen has it. He'll go crossover. Nice move into the inside. Missed the layup, though, with the left hand on the run, and now a foul on the rebound try. Going to be whistled here on the floor, and that's going to be Stuart Hoyg picking up the foul. And he picks up his first. Fifth team foul now here against Atlantic. Full court pressure now put on the inbound here by the Trojans. Rams will try to run something here. They get it off to May. Trojans will back off just into the man pressure with Christensen staying up close. May crosses over, kicks it left side, over to Jensen. Jensen hangs on to it, now off to Hahn. Hahn across to May. May will drive to the elbow, dump it out top. Gets it off to Dalma. Dalma drives right side all the way to the rack. Floats it up too strong. Rebound on the floor. Fought for. Nelson is fighting for it. And we're going to have a tie-up on the floor now here. We're going to call a foul here first before they got tied up. As Wheeler's going to pick up the foul reaching in. Ben Nelson doing a great job hustling so far here tonight for Atlantic as he just got back into the ballgame. And he's right there back in the mix on the floor tying it up. And Wheeler will pick up the foul. That'll be his second. So Atlantic gets the basketball underneath to move it down the floor.
Everybody kind of assumes that the ball's loose. It's like a football fumble. Everybody can just dive right in. Not the case. A little aggressive that time by Wheeler getting in after that one.
So inbound will come here to Christensen. He'll walk it up the floor, barking out some signals. We'll go right side to Nelson. Nelson over to Franken. Franken will back down, lost the handle on it, had it tapped away. He'll bring it back up top now. He'll send it over to Christensen. Christensen guarded closely out top here by Jensen. Jensen reaching in, knocked it away for a moment, got it back, and they get it off to Hoyg. Hoyg back to Christensen. He'll spot up for the three again. That one's off the mark again, and the rebound comes out long. Jensen tracked it down. He'll kick it across to Wheeler, now to May. Four-point game, 17-13. Atlantic the lead here with 3:22 left in this first half. May working out top, will cross over. Stop, back up, give it off far side. Wheeler, he'll decide to take the three awkwardly, to looking like he didn't want to make that decision, and then he put the shot up, missed it. Rebound comes down to the Trojans. Across it goes over here to Frank, and now down low, nice pass to Hoig on the block. Gets the foul call on the floor before he went up for the shot, and I believe that's going to be Hahn picking it up again and trying to reach in there underneath, and he'll pick up his second foul.
Yeah, just glancing down, Chris, at my score sheet to see if we've even hit a three-pointer yet, and we haven't. And I got to thinking, you know, we had some success early on. We were trying to force that ball inside to Hoig, and Harrison was being aggressive down low. We haven't done that in a while, but there we go in that last play, and he gets the foul.
He gets the inbound as well. He'll kick it up top, though, to Markham. Back in the corner to Christensen. Christensen looking for Hoig down there, and they're fighting for it. And now we're going to have another foul. Hahn really using that elbow on the backside to push away, and he's going to pick up number three.
Number three and team number seven, so free throws coming here for Atlantic.
So that's a big blow there here for Glenwood. Hahn now in foul trouble. They're big force inside. Being too aggressive there on the defense. And now we'll go to the free throw line here with Harrison Hoig for the 1-1. Hoig at the line, sets up for the shot, and in and out, no good. Rebound tapped around. It's pulled down by the Rams as Jacob Radcliffe, who checked back in, pulled down the board. So up the floor we go here. Over right side now, Glenwood has it with Jensen. He'll dribble to the left side, float up and shot with the left hand, rimmed out. Rebound pulled down there by Harrison Hoy. Come an awkward runner that time by Jensen. Up the floor we go. Markham will pick up his dribble. Needs some help now. He'll kick it over right side. He almost traveled with it, but luckily hung on to the pivot foot. Christensen has it, kicks it back over to Stuart Hoig. He'll try the three right at the top of the key. In and out, no good. Rebound comes out long, picked up by Radcliffe. On the run, here comes May. He'll slow it down now. Kick it over here left side to Wheeler. Wheeler, a couple of dribbles out top. Now kicks it off to Bertini, back to Wheeler. He'll try to get around a screen. Flipped one up awkwardly on the baseline, missed it. And the rebound right into the hands of Dalton Franken. Just under 2 minutes to go now here in the half. Franken driving all the way coast to coast. Nice pass at the last moment across the lane to Markham, who was wide open for the bucket. 19-13. Trojans take the six-point lead here with 1:43 left to go in this first half of basketball. Up top now, Jensen will pump fake, kick it over to Wheeler. Back up top now, Bertini over right side to May. May in the corner to Jensen. And May gets it right back. Trojans doing a great job again here defensively, trying to force any tough passing lane. Rams not able to get a good look. Now they'll just fire up a long three ball, and they get it to fall. So the three thrown up there by Tyler Jensen, and he splashes it home. And it's now 19-16, a three-point game. Right side pass, it goes here for Franken. He's out on the arc. We'll get it across. Tough pass over to Christensen. Catches it and shoots it. Short on the three ball, and the rebound right into the hands of May. He'll lob it up ahead to Jensen, who's on the run out in front. Had a tough time handling. Now just tries to save it. It's tapped, and it's going to be last touch here by, they say, Glenwood. So it'll be Atlantic basketball. Kind of a bang-bang play there. Three players in a pile trying to reach for that one. Good decision at first there by May to try to outlet it, but Jensen couldn't get his body turned the right way to try to track that ball down. 50 seconds left to go here in the half. It's a three-point game. Atlantic has the lead and the ball. Christensen out front, guarded by Jensen. Will go right side. Now kick it over here to Franken. He'll back down hard on the dribble. Stop and float one up in the lane. Missed it, though. Rebound comes down to Bertini. Bertini off to Wheeler, and now May will slow it down. 30 seconds to go in the half. Wheeler, now Glenwood spreads it out in the four corners, looking to use a little clock here before they try something here at the end of the half. Atlantic's going to come up in pressure. Now they get across, they tap it, and it's going to go off of Atlantic. Last it hit May's foot and rolled out of bounds, but they're going to say that Atlantic touched it. So it'll be Glenwood basketball. Now we have a timeout taken here by the Glenwood bench. It's a 30-second timeout, so we'll keep it right here as Kurt Schulte wants to talk to his ball club here as we head to the final few seconds here of this first half, and it's a 19-16 lead for Atlantic.
Entertaining ball game, but I never dreamed we'd see neither one of these teams get to 20 points by halftime. but they're expending most of their energy on defense. Both of these teams really aggressive and playing some pretty solid defense.
They really are. And you kind of wonder how long can you keep that up, because they really are being very up close on the defense. And you got to imagine at some point the gas is going to start to come out of the tank a little bit. But, yeah, both teams are doing a good job of getting into passing lanes, and the shooting percentages just haven't been great at all either for either of these two teams. So Glenwood will have the ball here with 16 seconds left to go in this first half. Trailing by three, and they'll get it into May. May will dribble in the backcourt for a moment, now bring it across, strong on the dribble. Has it here left side. Up top they go to Jensen. Jensen will dribble, kick it in the corner, Bertini. Bertini back outside to Wheeler. Wheeler awkwardly just lobs it up, and they didn't get a good look at all. He just lobbed it up there awkwardly with two hands, missed it, and the time expires here at the end of the first half of play. So it's Atlantic with a lead here at halftime in their first game of the season, but not by a lot. 19-16, just a three-point ball game here at the half. We'll take a break, come back, and take a look at some of the first half numbers for you. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast was brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. McDermott & Son Roofing Company is a master elite installer for Duralast, the world's best roof. Whether it's commercial or residential, you can trust McDermott & Son Roofing, where there is no substitute for experience. Call 1-800-883-2981 or 243-2981. Atlantic Municipal Utilities has rebates available on energy-efficient electric heat pumps. They are one of the least expensive ways to heat and cool your home. Stop by your local dealer for more information. Atlantic Municipal Utilities, your hometown utility. Steve Sisler, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes. For all your life, health, group, disability, and estate planning needs, call Steve Sisler with Brocker, Carnes & Carnes Insurance in Anita, 712-762-4191.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here in Glenwood tonight as the band gets their crack at entertaining the crowd here tonight. The teams have their chance. Hope folks enjoyed defense, because that's pretty much what they got here in the first half. There wasn't really a whole lot of offense.
Yeah, certainly. Both teams have been really aggressive on the defensive end of the floor. They've really been kind of getting in each other's face whenever the ball's getting set in half court. And there has been a little bit of token pressure, you know, in the full court, especially by Atlantic, but they usually back out of it after the initial pass. But, yeah, in the half-court sets, it's just been nothing but frantic pace, and there's not been a lot of room to find a good seam to get a pass anywhere that's a good look on the floor. So a lot of the shots have been settled for on the outside, and frankly, they just haven't been making them. So a lot of credit to the defense on both the sides of the ball to really frustrate both teams.
Well, it's been a lot of good man-to-man help defense. I mean, both teams haven't done anything real fancy out there. It's just let your athletes go play. And they've done a pretty good job of that. There are no shots that are uncontested, and all of the opportunities, and there aren't too many of them, have really been tough. There's a lot of quick players out there. These are very good athletes out there on both sides. There's not a lot of standing around looking for help. It's you're looking to see who you can go help. They've done a pretty good job here in the first half. It's been a very enjoyable first half for a 19-6 basketball game.
Yeah, yeah, you know, you look at that score and maybe think, oh, that's getting kind of boring. But no, it's been a really good game. These two teams have really been going after each other. And it feels like one of those games maybe where, you know, those balls that you really work extra hard to go get are going to make a huge difference, because it's just been so close. You saw a guy like Ben Nelson come in and get some minutes and really hustle out there on the floor. And, you know, sometimes that really pays off. And he got a couple of loose balls that really helped the team. And you're going to have to keep making those kinds of plays to win this one.
Yeah, absolutely. These two teams have been very very entertaining to watch here in this first half. And a little bit surprising, though, at times here in this first half. You know, we expected Grant May to kind of carry some of the load. You mentioned that in the pregame, to carry some of the load as far as the scoring goes. He's had that ball in his hands an awful lot. On the other side, though, Dalton Franken is one that we obviously expected. He's the leading returning scorer. He's he's a legitimate Division I basketball prospect at the next level. He really hasn't had a lot of touches here tonight, and when he has, he's been largely looking to help out his teammates get opportunities here. I expect to see them try to feed him a little bit more in the second half.
Well, and the other thing that's been tough for him is they really have forced the issue to make him catch the ball on the outside. And he is a kid that has a good amount of ability handling the ball and can get himself open for shots, but I don't know that that's what he prefers to do. You know, he'd rather be catching it a little bit low, maybe in that mid-range kind of area, in that 15-foot range, and feel a little more comfortable taking one or two dribbles to get to the basket rather than dribbling from the perimeter. So if they can change that, Atlanta can do some things to get him in a better spot to start off with. I think then his production will go up a lot.
Yeah, and Atlantic has been, I guess you could call it awful from the three-point line. They haven't made one yet. They've tried several of them, haven't made any yet. And this score would be a whole lot different if some of those were to fall. Now, Atlantic was a bit streaky at times last year shooting threes, too. We expect you're going to go through that a little bit. If they knock down a three or two here in the second half, well, that'll change the defensive scheme, too, for Glenwood, and it'll give some more open opportunities, especially going to the basket for the Trojans. But I don't keep shot chart here, so I can't tell you how many, but we hoisted up at least half a dozen and came up zilch here in the first half. So that's a big difference here, too.
Yeah, and a guy I praised in the pregame for improving that last year, Chad Christensen, he didn't shoot well from the outside there in that first half. Yeah, and like you said, that makes a big difference. When those don't go down, the defense is less likely to come out and respect you and still clog up that inside. So, yeah, a couple of those go down and maybe things start to change. And there are other guys that can do that, too, and shoot those outside shots for Atlantic. So they'll need to step up. That maybe is one area, too, where they're kind of missing that streaky guy that can come in and make those kind of shots, too, because they had a kid in Blake Esbeck that was a great streaky three-point shooter. And, maybe somebody has to step up and kind of fill that type of role here every once in a while to get a little spark in the offense.
Yeah, he was the microwave. He could come off the bench and be real hot real quick. We watched him one night hit seven in a row. He's the kind of a kid who could really do things. Well, he's not around anymore, so you can't depend on him. Although Ben Nelson came off the bench and gave some real good minutes to the Trojans. It's not going to show up on the stat sheet. He did have just the one field goal, but he did a lot of good things both offensively and defensively and kept things moving. It's nice to have those pieces. When you work at such a hard pace and you play such aggressive defense, you're expending a lot of energy on both sides of the floor. If you can get other kids that can come in and give you guys some minutes once in a while so you can keep fresh, that's big for a team.
Yeah, it really is, and they'll need to continue to try to work through that rotation and maybe even see a guy or two other that'll step onto the floor and get a few key minutes here or there. Sometimes as a role player, it's hard to accept because you're a competitor. You want to be out there just as much as anybody else, but it's hard to measure how important sometimes those guys are to a team, especially when you're trying to get over the hump to the next level. Atlantic wants to be a state playoff basketball team, and you've got to have those guys that come in and give you those hard 30-second, one-minute bits to give somebody a breather. So, yeah, we'll hope we can continue to see some guys that do that.
Well, and a lot of expectations, as we said, coming into the season for Atlantic. So they're going to get everybody's best effort. Yeah. They're absolutely going to get everybody's best effort. Everybody wants to beat them. So that's something they're going to have to contend with, too, when the Trojans just come back out of the locker room, getting themselves ready now for this second half.
And we'll take a look here at the numbers here real quick here for you before we take a quick break. But the first half stats here for you, it was, of course, not a ton of scoring, but leading the way was Harrison Hoig with 8 points there. He had all eight of those there in the first quarter. 3 points chipped in by Sam Markham, 4 for Dalton Franken, 2 apiece for Chad Christensen and Ben Nelson. For Glenwood, they were led a couple players with 5, Tyler Jensen and Grant May, 4 for J.J. Hahn and 2 for Brady Dalma. And also of note is J.J. Hahn having 3 fouls here, so that could be interesting to deal with early on in the second half as well. And maybe you'll see Glenwood sit him for a while to start this second half, and that could change the complexion of their ball up a little bit also. Let's look at the stat sheet here for you in the first half. We'll take another quick break and come back and get you set for second half basketball. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Rick's Auto Clinic, located at 702 Sunnyside Lane in Atlantic, offers oil changes as well as engine and transmission overhauls and has 23 years of experience. No job is too small or too big. Give Rick's Auto Clinic a call today at 243-7088. Camlin Plumbing and Heating in Harlan can help you cut your heating and cooling bills with efficient furnaces and air conditioners from Lennox. Call Camlin's Plumbing and Heating on the square in Harlan today. And Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic, Anita, Adair, and Casey, serving the community with quality care and concern during the times of need. That's Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic, Anita, Adair, and Casey.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here in Glenwood tonight as we prep for second half action here this evening. Well, everybody makes adjustments at halftime, especially the team that's behind on the scoreboard, although we got a close game, 19-16, just a three-point game. You expect to see a little more effort on offense here by the two teams, and I don't want to say less effort on defense, but I think both of them were willing to settle at times for whatever they could find that was open as opposed to kind of pushing things offensively in the first half.
Yeah, I think you're going to see a more concerted effort to get particular guys in better positions to catch the ball. So you'll probably see a lot more of an organized set on both ends of the floor, especially here early on, to try to create some screens and some specific plays to get certain guys open. Obviously for Atlantic, that guy would be Dalton Franken to get him catching the ball in the right spot. And then also May is going to have to do some more things. They're probably going to hopefully, for them, try to find somebody that's off or can handle the ball so he can stay off the ball a little bit to try to work him around on the floor to get him in different spots. So I think you'll see some of the more concerted sets in the half court to try to get certain guys open.
Well, the two teams are going to go like this to start this second half. Glenwood will go with most of their starting five. Jacob Radcliffe is out on the floor in place of Hahn. Otherwise, they're going to go with May and Bertini along with Dauma and Jensen. On the other side for Atlantic, they're going to go with their starting five on the floor to start this second half in Christensen, Markham, Franken, and the two Hoig boys, Harrison and Stewart. It'll be Atlantic basketball. The two teams swap sides. Atlantic will shoot the basket to our left now as we watch it. Stewart Hoig will inbound, and we are ready to play third quarter basketball here. 19-16, Trojans lead it as we go to the third quarter. The inbound to the backcourt, it's Christensen taking the basketball, and he'll work it up on the dribble, working against Jensen. Christensen out top, they double screen for him. He goes right, looks inside. The bounce feed is Harrison Hoig. He turns, goes to the basket, and gets fouled. Really was going to force the issue. The Trojans are trying to force it inside the same way they started the basketball game. And they get the foul call here early on. The foul going to be whistled against Jacob Radcliffe. That'll be his first. And the first team foul, here in this third quarter. Harrison Hoig at the line. The first free throw try is no good. Harrison's got 8 points here in the ballgame. All of them in the first quarter. And all of them from the field. He's 0 for 4 now from the free throw line. Officials have a short visit with one of the administrators over there. And now we'll get back to the second free throw.
Maybe a too rambunctious student section, I think.
Second try here by Hoig on the way, and that one is good. So he makes one of his two. He's got 9 points, and it's 20-16, Atlantic leading. Pressure backcourt and a steal. Atlantic comes away with the basketballs. The bad pass. Now it's the bounce feed underneath. It's Harrison Hoig back out to Markham. Now Dalton Franken posts up and tries the three. It's no good. It skimmed off the front of the rim as he tried to come out top and grab that shot from out high. I thought he was going to head down the lane. He was setting up for the three ball, and it came up short. Rebounded by the Rams, and they have it front court. Out top. As they work the ball in the perimeter. Dauma here near side now to May. May picked up man-to-man by Markham. Bertini left side into the corner to Dauma. Back outside, it's Jensen. The head fake, he'll drive, pull up. The 15-footer is no good. Got fouled. He'll get two free throws. Chad Christensen picks up his first foul of the night. That'll be team foul number one on the Trojans here in this second half. 20-16 is the score. Atlantic with the lead. Rams try to cut into that from the free throw line here as Tyler Jensen makes his first trip to the line. And he misses on the first free throw attempt. Trojans lead it by 4. One more free throw try coming here from Jensen, the 5'9 senior point guard. Second one by the lefty is good. He makes one of his two. 6 points now for Jensen. 3-point game again, 20-17. Trojans down to the front court. Bounce pass down low. It's Hoig back outside to Hoig. Christensen, now Markham. He'll set the offense. Markham looking for Christensen, scooting around from the perimeter as he comes out toward the line. Now Markham will head down low and dump it into the lane. Christensen curls around. Right side bank shot is good. Chad Christensen with the leaner down low. 22-17, Trojans by 5. Rams up the floor. 6:50 to go, third quarter. Rams out top of the basketball. Hesitation. Now a drive. May pulls up. 15-footer. Good right side of the elbow. As Grant May, nice pop stop and a pop. And it's 22-19. Now here to the near side. It's going to be kicked out. Hoig for three. That's Stewart. No good. The tip out on the rebound. Grabbed by the Rams. And here they come. Up the floor quickly is Jensen. He'll pull up on the dribble and bring it back out top as Markham picks him up. Now fire it across here near side to Bertini. Jensen out top of the circle. Left side, May. May looking. Down to 6:15 to go here in this third quarter. 3-point Atlantic lead. Rams with a basketball. Left side, May now off the arc. Looking inside. Can't find anyone. They try to post Radcliffe down low. Now here to the near side it comes. Dalma to Jensen. Jensen leaves it for May. He curls. Had a look at a clean three. Didn't take it. Now back to Jensen. He'll try it. No good. Rebound inside. Tapped free. Picked up by Radcliffe. An awkward shot inside. He was a little off balance, falling backward. Banked it up off the rim. No good. And the rebound taken by Harrison Hoig. Trojans front court. Stuart Hoig right side. Atlantic still looking for their first three ball of the night as Christensen fires one from the top. No good. And the rebound taken off the floor by Radcliffe. Glenwood with the ball, down three. Quick turnaround, Bertini. They're down one as he knocks that one home for his first bucket of the ball game, and it's 22-21. Trojans by a point. 5:20 left to play here in this third quarter. Christensen front court, hesitates, drives the left side all the way to the rack. The wrap around to Stuart Hoig is off the mark, but he's able to hold it down and feed it back out top. Trojans keep the possession. Now Markham pulls up off the dribble. The three ball, good from the top, but nope, it's a two ball. They call it two. He was on the line, so it's a two-point basket. And it's 24-21 with 5 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Markham creating off the dribble that time. Rams come back the other way. Bertini pulls up, and the 18-footer just inside the arc is good. Corey Bertini with a basket. And again, it's a one-point game at 24-23. Rams have led just once. That was at 3-2. But it's been close all night as the Trojans struggle now with the dribble. Christensen lost it. And now a jump ball call. It'll turn back over to the Rams, and it'll give them possession down one with a chance to take their first lead since, well, what I just told you, 3-2. 4:38 remaining here in this third quarter. Glenwood in the backcourt will inbound. They hope to inbound. Now Dalma finally gets it into Bertini. Across to Grant May, and he'll run the offense from the backcourt as he brings it ahead against Markham. Markham pressuring backside. May goes right, goes left, curls back around. His pass was errant. Christensen jumped the pass. Like the safety that he was in football, he jumped the route, got in front of Jensen, knocked the ball out of bounds, so the Rams will keep it. They'll inbound on the far sideline. Out top, Grant May. May drives with the right hand into the lane. The runner dumps it down low to Radcliffe. He banks it up and in. And the Rams have a 25-24 lead. Atlantic up the floor now with it. Christensen out top. Again, they double screen. He goes right side. Dumps it to the high post. Now to Hoig, who leaves it for Franken. Franken pulls up the fall away here near side. He was hit as he elevated for the shot. He'll get a couple of free throws. He misses on the shot attempt. But the foul on Brady Dalma will be his second. Second team foul here on the Rams in his second half. We're halfway through this third quarter, 3:59 to go, and the Rams lead it by one.
Quick score for you as well. The girls' game going on tonight in Atlantic between these two teams, and Atlantic had a 22-19 halftime lead over Glenwood there in that ball game up at Atlantic High School.
First free throw by Franken is good. We're tied at 25 apiece as the Rams make a substitution. Braden Wheeler is back into the ball game. Second free throw, good by Franken. He makes them both. 26-25 now. The Trojans back on top. Backcourt pressure now. The Rams running into one another as the ball is still loose. And now a timeout asked for up off the bench. Kurt Schulte quickly asking for timeout, hoping his guys can get the ball. As Bertini slides across the floor and gets possession in time to get that timeout. What a darn near turned that one over. Jensen turned to run up the floor on the dribble and ran right into his teammate Bertini. That was almost a disaster.
Yeah, sometimes just awkward things happen. You're wrong place at the wrong time. But, you know, much of the same here to start this second half. Both teams are still really aggressive on the defensive end, and Glenwood's been getting the better of that advantage so far here to start the second half, and that's why they have that slim one-point lead. But, yeah, Atlantic needs to make sure they're making smart plays and not turning the ball over and letting this defense frustrate them.
3:54 remaining in this third quarter. 26-25, Atlantic with the lead. Glenwood with the basketball. As we come back out of the timeout, right near center court, they'll inbound it. It'll be Wheeler to feed it in. He'll leave it for May, and he'll bring it across. Trojans again stay in that man-to-man defense. Markham picks up May as they spread the floor for him. He tries to drive the lane, dumps it down low to Bertini. To the corner now, Jensen here, right side. Back, the back pass to Bertini was stolen away. Christensen right there for the interception. 3:35 to go here in the third. Harrison Hoig front court. Now left side, Dalton Franken. He'll elevate and drop one in from 16 feet. Franken left just alone enough to be able to fall back and knock one home. It's 28-25 Trojans. May to the front court now for Glenwood. They try to set up a double high post here near side. They swing back out top with Wheeler. He'll have the basketball back to May here on the right wing. May working off the dribble. They're trying to post again low with Radcliffe. No J.J. Hahn sightings yet here in the second half. He's got three fouls. Out top, May. Left side, Wheeler. Into the corner now, it's Bertini. He'll look out top and throw the ball nearly away as Radcliffe came out to get it. Now Jensen with it. He curls. Tries to go down the lane in traffic and gets himself free enough to get a bucket with that left-hand scoop. And it's 28-27. The Rams trail by a point. 2:45 left third quarter. Franken out top with it. Now left side, Stuart Hoig for the Trojans. Markham setting up top for the three ball. That's no good. Back of the rim. The long rebound taken by Harrison Hoig. Right to the rack, and he's fouled. Hoig spun and knew exactly where he wanted to go with the basketball. And he got fouled along the way as he missed the shot attempt. The foul on Grant May will be his second. That will send Harrison Hoig to the free throw line to shoot two.
Hey, got a nice block on the front side of the play, but the foul came reaching from behind there by May. So just a good effort, though, by Hoig to stay really aggressive and take that basketball and then go straight to the rack.
Two free throws for Hoig, and the first one is good. Harrison missed his first four attempts from the line. He's made his last two now. And now a J.J. Hahn sighting as the big 6 foot 5 inch senior checks back in with three fouls and 4 points to his credit. Radcliffe will check out. Second free throw by Hoig is no good on the rebound. A one of two that time by Harrison. 29-27, Trojans lead it. Under 2.5 to go here in the third quarter. May out front handling the basketball for the Rams. Right side now to Jensen. Jensen trying to look low as they're trying to post Bertini. Now they bounce it to him in the lane. Right block, and he'll feed it back out to Jensen. Jensen back out top. Hahn working the high post. Now around the perimeter is Wheeler. He lost the dribble. Feeds it to Hahn. Hahn tries to turn in traffic. Tipped away from him. He regains possession on the baseline, then throws it away. Christensen the steal. On the run out now, he takes it up the floor. Gets bumped and fouled. And we've got a foul call as he's hit from behind. Grant May will pick up the foul. Dalton Franken following the play on that missed layup, went up high, got the rebound, and stuffed it home. That won't count, however. The foul called ahead of time on May, and that'll be three now on Grant May. Glenwood student section reacting loudly to everything that happens.
Yeah, that's what student sections are supposed to do, I guess.
At the line is Christensen for a couple of free throws. The first one is good. First trip to the line tonight here for Christensen. Ben Nelson back in for the Trojans as Stuart Hoig checks out. May will check out now for the Rams as Gage Shatava is back into the lineup here for Glenwood. So the Rams get just a touch smaller with Shatava at 5'9", taking the place of May at 6'1". Second free throw good by Christensen. He makes both. The Trojan lead is four now. 31-27, 2 minutes left in the third quarter. Rams with the basketball now as they inbound it and bring it up the floor. Wheeler on the dribble out top. He'll run the offense. Nelson picks him up defensively. Left side now to Jensen. Jensen pumps it back outside for Hahn. And out top, Shitnava. Right side it comes now to Wheeler. They try to post low with Hahn. Bounce feed it to him right baseline. He goes around on the wraparound. Too far under. Now kicks it out. Bertini open. The 15-16 footer is no good. Rebound to Nelson. And the ball taken away by Atlantic. Trojans up the floor now with Christensen. Minute 25 left in the third quarter. Christensen right side, hands it off to Nelson. Nelson across it comes to Markham. Franken, left corner. He'll try the three, and that's a two. They got him on the line. That's a two. Franken knocks it home. He's got 10 here in the game, six of those here in the quarter. 33-27, the Trojans lead by a half dozen. Bertini out front now with the basketball. As they look to dump it down low, Hahn kicks it back out. Now the ball tipped away and nearly stolen. Christensen saw the pass coming, stepped in front, knocked it away out of bounds. It'll stay with Glenwood with 61 seconds left in this third quarter. This game moving along in a hurry here tonight.
Yeah, really a fast-paced moving game. And for as aggressive as the defenses are, it's hard to believe there's only five team fouls total in this second half so far. It's been pretty clean and just tight.
Jared Folk now checks in for the first time for the Trojans. He'll give Harrison Hoig a breather. Folk, a 6'2 senior. As the Rams inbound, may check back in also for the Rams. He has the basketball. Under a minute now, 55 seconds left in the third quarter. Grant May out top, guarded there by Markham. He'll dump it left side, right side, left side to Chautauqua. Back out top, Bertini. Bertini here near side to May. May steps back, looks at the three ball, won't take it. Now we'll bring it out top. Steps across, Markham in his face. Now to Jensen. He'll try the three, no good. Rebound inside. Folk had it knocked away from behind by Hahn, and the ball will turn back over to Atlantic. That out-of-bounds call against Hahn is probably in lieu of calling a foul on him.
Yeah.
As he went up over the top from behind to tap it away. 30 seconds left to go here in the third quarter. The Trojans walking up the floor. Christensen ahead now to Markham. Markham left side. Hesitates. The head fake. Got him off the floor. Now back outside it goes to Nelson. Markham outside the arc. Lost the dribble momentarily. Keeps possession. Now leaves it for Franken. Franken in the lane off the hop step, and he got fouled. It got him on the arm. Every time Franken gets the ball anywhere near the lane, they're slapping at it. And that's going to be against Bertini. That'll be just his first. But that is the fifth team foul here in this second half against the Rams. 16 seconds left in the quarter. They inbound. Franken here near side. Now Nelson. Christensen left corner. Back to Franken. Posting. He turns. The right hand jump hook is good. Dalton Franken inside showing his versatility. 6 seconds left in the quarter. Rams running up the floor now. 3 seconds. 2 seconds. Markham gets pushed down. That's an offense. Oh, Lord, they called it against Markham. That should have been an offensive foul on Grant May. May came across the timeline and shoved him with that off arm and knocked Markham flying. They whistle Markham for the foul with just 0.2 seconds left on the clock. That'll be foul number 2 against Markham. Just a second team foul on the Trojans. Well, the Rams, well, it's the end of the quarter. They can't get a shot. You can tip the ball if you're underneath the basket, but you can't take and catch and shoot with just 0.2 seconds left. That's against the rules. So they'll inbound here, and that will do it. They try to lob it down low. The ball hits the backboard. It might have been touched by someone, but the clock runs out, and that's the end of the quarter. Trojans open up, though, their biggest lead in the ballgame. 35-27, Atlantic leading by 8 as we go to the fourth quarter. Chris will have it for you when we come back. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. McDermott Auction Building is the best source for buying and selling household, antiques, estates, farm equipment, and much more. Call the McDermott Auction Building. They're located at 205 Maple Street in Atlantic, and their number is 243-4673, where buyers and sellers go to get the best and let McDermott's do the rest. Rumors Lounge, located in the northeast corner of the Atlantic Shopping Plaza, the perfect place to meet old and new friends, shoot a game of pool, watch your favorite sporting event, and enjoy a cold beverage of your choosing. Rumors Lounge, northeast corner of the Atlantic Shopping Plaza. Mick Allen is a registered representative with ING Financial Partners. See Mick for your investment needs. Mick's office is located in Atlantic. Stop by or give Mick a call. Mick Allen, registered representative and securities offered through ING Financial Partners Incorporated. Member SIPC.
Welcome back here to Glenwood High School as we get set for the fourth quarter as Atlantic leads this one 35-27. Nice third quarter there for the Trojans as they open things up here a little bit and open their largest lead of the ball game. There are a couple of top 25 college football games going on, championship games. We'll let you know those scores here in a moment as well. But just underway here in the fourth quarter, and Chad Christensen's going to have it here out top, and he'll drive around to the defense, and he's going to get fouled. They reached around and tried to slap it away from him from behind, so have a reach around foul. That's going to be whistled against Tyler Jensen. That'll be his first. Inbound will come on the far side here for Ben Nelson. 7:52 left to go here in the ballgame. It's 35-27. Atlantic with the lead here over Glenwood tonight at Glenwood High School. Trojans working from right to left. Markham dribbled it off his foot and lost it. Chautauqua going back the other way on the run, and he's going to put his head down, and this time we'll get the charge call as Markham got in there and did a good job of standing home, and we'll get the charge from Chautauqua. And that will be the 17th foul, but it won't result in shots because it's a player control foul, so we'll go here with the inbound. Get it here to Christensen. He'll bring it up across the timeline. Crossover dribble. Gets a screen, goes right side of it. Now picks up his dribble. Nice pass to Hoig on the block. Gets right around Hahn when gets the shot up. He uses his quickness to get past the big guy.
Well, how about Harrison Hoig tonight? Started well, and he's bound and determined. He's going to stay in the flow of the offense here tonight. He's in double digits.
So nice move there to get him a 10-point lead here, 37-27. So here left side, and a dribble by Jensen. He has to bring it back out. Trojans matching up in the man-to-man. And now they'll keep Christensen in the corner here on Jensen. He tries to run one up and gets the floater to go right over the top there of Hoy. It's a 13-2 run until that last basket there as the Rams, they're able to toss that home. And Jensen got that one. So now Trojans work at left side. Nelson went to the floor, able to save his dribble though. Got it off to Christensen. He stumbles through traffic. Nice behind the back pass to Hibbs and Hoy. He gets the bucket and the foul call with a chance at a three-point play. You won't see many better assists than that one as Christensen got going and knew the defense was on his front side and just went right behind the back to Hoig, who was wide open.
Yeah, that was a tough pass there in traffic down the lane behind the back, but it's the only way he could make the pass. Sometimes you see stuff like that and you think, well, what's he trying to do, show off? No, that's the only way he could make the pass in that kind of traffic, and it paid off.
And he makes the shot to make it a three-point play. Dalma was credited with the foul. That was his third. So Glenwood now inbounds here, and they're looking at a hole now. 40-29, Trojans lead it. 6:34 left to go. May has it out front. He'll cross over, go right side, stops in the lane, gets Markham to fly up in the air, then puts the shot up. Missed it. Got his own rebound, though. Now lobs it down low to Hahn. He puts it off the glass and in. Nice job by May to stay with the play and gets a bucket for his squad to cut it back to 9.
Yeah, that big body gets the ball that close to the basket. That's tough to stop.
Hoig now will work it. He'll give it off to Nelson. Nelson drives in the lane, kicks it out. Markham thought about the three. Pump fakes, goes baseline, and he'll have a foul here, a body contact by Shitava. He'll pick up his second, and we'll go to the line here for the 1-1. That's the eighth team foul.
Atlantic just looks about a half a step or so faster here offensively in this second half as the Rams having to reach and lean a lot here trying to keep up.
Yeah, I had to wonder when that tough defensive pressure was going to start to slow one or team or another down, and it looks like it's slowing the Rams down now. And that was actually the ninth team foul. I spoke too soon there, so it will still be the 1-1, though, here for Markham. And he's going to miss the front end of it. Rebound comes down to Hahn, and Glenwood will come back the other way. Up the floor, they'll go with May, and he'll keep it out top. 5:55 left to go in the game. 40-31, Trojans lead it. Here's a pass off to Jensen. He curls around over to Shitava. He'll dribble in, dump it out awkwardly there to Jensen. He'll dribble into the elbow. Down on the block they go to Hahn. Gets around the defense and floats one up. Big move across there. A step across by J.J. Hahn, and he gets the shot to go. It's 40-33. Crossover here for Christensen. He'll go left side to Markham. Markham up top to Franken. Going one-on-one against May right now. He'll cross over, go into the lane. Nice hop to get in there. Had his shot blocked. Might have a little contact there. Hahn got him with the on the wrist, but they go the other way after the shot or the block and the steal. And now we're going to have a foul whistled here. As in transition, Jensen was trying to put his shot up. And they're going to whistle Christensen here for a foul. And we're going to go to the free throw line. I thought if there was going to be a foul call, it was going to be on the floor, but...
Well, Christensen came and slid under like he was going to take the charge, but then he backed off and stood out and got out of the way. And I think that's what he was arguing was, I didn't even touch him. I was there, but then I got out of the way and let him go.
That'll be Christensen's third. And at the line now here for two will be Jensen. And that one's off the mark, no good, hit the left side of the rim. Markham's going to check out, get a breather. Bit Nelson comes back in for the Trojans. They've got Nelson, both of the Hoigs, Franken and Christensen, on the floor right now. In and out on the second free throw there by Jensen. Rebound comes down to Franken underneath. A fight for it. Hahn got away with reaching it and ripping it away. And then now a call on the baseline here. They're going to stay. It stays with Glenwood. So a fight there underneath.
Getting a little chippy out there.
Inbound pass will come here into the corner. And they're going to fire up a three ball real quick with May. Missed it. Shot up, went up high at the top of the glass. Not quite the top of the backboard, though. And the rebound comes down here to the Trojans. Christensen will bring it up here. Flipped one over left side. Harrison Hoig tracked it down. Hoig bounces it back outside of Christensen. Jensen really uptight on him.
He'll cross over and get by him. Go left side. Stop. Dump it down to Franken. Turns. Baseline fall away. In and out, no good. Rebound pulled down by Stuart Hoyg. Right back to Franken. He'll go hard at the glass this time. Up strong. Gets the bucket and the foul call against Hahn.
Good move by Dalton Franken. Just to take that one right to the rack and go right at the big guy who was standing flat-footed and paid the price that time.
Really a strong move that time. You'd like to see that from Franken every once in a while to really take it down and go straight to the glass. And he'll have a chance to try to make this a three-point play. Free throw up, and it's good. So he converts. Back to a 10-point lead, and we have a timeout here on the floor. Full timeout taken here by the Trojans. 43-33, they lead it. We'll take a break. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Cumberland Telephone is a full-service telephone company providing wide-area calling to Anita and Messina, voicemail, 800-toll-calling, and Cumberland long-distance plans. They offer wireless high-speed internet within an 8 to 10-mile radius of Cumberland. Call Vicki and Eric today at 712-774-2221. Walnut Creek Fertilizer, the place for all of your fertilizer and chemical needs, including custom application and expert advice from their agronomy field specialists. Call Walnut Creek Fertilizer at 712-784-3887 or Jim Walter at 243-2784. Hock and Block Main Street Repair in Griswold can service or repair your motorcycle, ATV, golf cart, small engine, and lawn equipment. They have 25 years of experience and are factory trained. Give Pete a call at 712-778-4279.
Welcome back here to Glenwood High School. It's Atlantic here with the lead, 43-33. 4:37 left to go in this varsity boys basketball game. Pressure put on here by the Trojans. The inbound is tapped in here for Glenwood. They get it to May, and he'll walk it up. May across the timeline. Now we'll send it over right side. Dalma back up top to Bertini. They go left side to Jensen. They try to lob it down low to Hahn. Got it to him. One big dribble. Missed the shot, though. Rebound comes out to Franken. And they're going to call him for the walk. He came down straight to the floor with the ball. Initially, they thought there was going to be some bodies hitting each other around, and he really didn't move. It shouldn't have been called yet. If maybe he would have rolled over or squirmed a little bit, he could have called that. But
well, he didn't have possession until he was on the floor. That's, I guess, my contention there, but what's done is done.
So they give it to Glenwood. They'll inbound it here. They lob it into Bertini. Now get it off to Jensen. Jensen will dribble left side, has it tapped away. Fight for it on the floor. Markham diving on the floor for it. He'll cause a jump ball. And the possession arrow stays with the Rams.
You ever slid across a basketball floor?
Yeah, it doesn't feel too good.
It doesn't. But Sam Markham willing to do it there.
What's a little skin burn there for the greater cause?
40. What's the SPF needed to keep the skin burn away?
43-33 your score here, and Glenwood inbounds after the jump ball possession, and they'll get it over here right side to Dalma. Back up top, they go to Jensen. Jensen gets a screen. He'll dribble right side. In traffic, flips one up with the left hand. No good. Rebound tapped out of bounds, and it was touched by Markham. So Glenwood will inbound here underneath. Rams will key it in. Bertini, the man, to send it inside. Or excuse me, that's Dalma actually to key it in. He'll lob it out high. It's tapped by Markham, and the official kicked it, saved it in bounds. Picked up by Markham. Now he gets it off to Christensen on the run. The awkward flip goes for him. He was trying to save his body and get upright to put that one up towards the glass and got it to fall. Up ahead, the Rams try to push it. They get it off outside to May. He'll fire a long three-pointer. That's way short. Rebound right to Chad Christensen, who was on the block.
Yeah, he almost took it in the face. It came off so fast.
Christensen will bring it up, kick it over to Stuart Hoy. 3:24 left to go in the game. Trojans lead it 45-33. Pass down low. Hoy trying to get around Hahn. Kicks it back outside to Hoy, to Stuart Hoy. Stuart has it. We'll dump it off now here to Franken and back up to Markham, and they'll reset. Markham will dribble right side. Gets a screen from Harrison Hoy. Will keep driving. Go baseline. Pulls up for the jumper. Off the glass. No good. Rebound to Harrison Hoy. Fighting for it. Got ripped away by May, and now they're going to call a jump ball possession. It should have been called, but a little bit sooner. And now they'll have the possession here with the Trojans. And now we're going to have Dalma check out. They bring in Shitava back in here for Glenwood.
Christensen will key it in. Gets it into Franken. Quick jumper on the baseline. Good, and a reach-in foul. May reached in there and got him right as he was finishing the shot, and he'll get whistled for it.
Yeah, he really got there late and just really didn't have a choice. At that point, he was off balance and had no choice but to run into him, and that'll create a foul shot.
That'll be number four on Grant May. 2:55 left to go here in the ball game, and we'll have Franken at the line here to try to complete this three-point play. Off the front of the iron, gets it to roll home. Inbound now here will come from the Rams. They're having a tough time trying to find anybody. Now they force it up the floor. Bertini had it, lost it, threw it in. It goes off of Franken, and then it's saved by Wheeler. And now he'll bring it up the floor. Wheeler crosses over out top here. We'll dump it off to May. May right side. He'll drive baseline around the defender, and a reach-in foul called on Sam Markham. It'll be number three on Sam. Just the fourth team foul against the Trojans, so the inbound will come underneath.
What, 15-point game here. 15-point lead now for the Trojans. It took a long time getting.
Really tight game through the first half and midway through the third quarter, but then the Trojans started to open it up a little bit. And a bad sequence here off the inbound. They tried to throw it over far side, and losing the handle on it was Wheeler. Went out of bounds, so it'll go back here to Atlantic, and they'll bring it in here with Franken. Franken will dribble right side up the floor, kicks it out to Stuart Hoig. Hoig will curl around into the lane, outside to Markham. Markham back up top to Christensen. Going to use some clock here. Wisely slow it down. Christensen working the dribble here, guarded closely by Jensen. We'll hand it off now to Markham. They line up in the stack, two men stacked at each side, and they'll just screen and curl and try to use some clock here as they hang on to the ball. Trade off who gets it each time. Off to Franken now. 2 minutes left to go in the game. 48-33. Trojans lead it. Now they'll dribble right side. A foul whistled on the floor, and May is going to foul out. That'll be his fifth. He had four of those come here in the second half, and he'll finish with 7 points. Chitava's going to check back in now here for Glenwood to replace him.
That was a foul out of frustration more than anything else, having to play chase him around now, and the game's slipping away from the Rams here late as well.
Double bonus now coming here for Franken. Quick update those football games for you. The Pac-12 championship tied at 14 as they get close to halftime between UCLA and Stanford. Northern Illinois leads Kent State 27-13 in the MAC championship. Both those games do have some BCS implications. First free throw knocked down there by Franken. Got it to roll home. One more coming for him. Free throw on the way. It's good. Franken doing a good job from the line tonight, too. Inbound here for the Rams. They get it up here to midcourt. Kick it over here now. Left side. It's Chitava. Goes across. Now kick it in the corner here to Bertini. Bertini outside. Jensen. He hits a three ball. Tyler Jensen hits the triple. And it's now 50-36. Up the floor quickly. A run and a nice rolling layup there by Stuart Hoig as he got it out on the press out in front. Able to get his first bucket of the game. 52-36. Right side dribble, Chitava. He'll kick it back up top now here. Work it in the corner. They're going to be a three ball here by Chitava. Missed it. Hahn gets the rebound. Put back up. Fan gets it to roll home. And now a timeout taken here by the Glenwood bench. We'll take a quick break with them here as well. 52-38, Trojans lead it. 107 left to go. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Tanner's Fashions. Now is the time to add to your wardrobe. Select from Missy and Petite dresses, coordinate groups, sportswear, and coats at Tanner's Fashions in Atlantic, where browsers are welcome, buyers adored. A sports bar and grill at the Super Bowl in Atlantic. Enjoy open bowling during the week and glow bowling on weekends. The Super Bowl features sandwiches, pizza, and your favorite beverages. That's the Super Bowl on the east edge of Atlantic. Property Connection Real Estate. In addition to listing properties and representing buyers, they can sell farms, land, or even homes at auctions. Property Connection Real Estate It's the connection that makes the difference. And located at 510 Poplar Street in Atlantic. Dennis Leroy Phillips, broker.
Back here after the timeout, Trojans will inbound it here with 107 left to go here. Full court pressure put on by the Rams. And Franken looking for somebody to get it to. Gets it off to Christensen. Christensen will dribble against Jensen. Nice behind the back move. Now spins to get across. Gets it across the timeline himself. Now reaching foul called here as Jensen was up tight on him. That'll be his second. And we'll go to the line to shoot two. Starting to be a big game now here for Dalton Franken. Didn't start that way, though. It's a little bit slow for him scoring-wise, but now he's up to 20 points in the ball game, and 16 of those here coming in this second half. Christensen at the line will make the first free throw.
You know, really something, there's always, you know, no matter who you're rooting for, there's always a couple of plays you can complain about the officials. But the officials did a pretty good job here tonight keeping this one under control, too, because, as I said, it's been physical, it's been chippy, and both teams really going after each other hard.
Christensen makes the free throw, and now we have another full timeout. Trojans take it, so we'll take another quick break. 54-38, Trojans lead. Listen to high school basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. 21st Century Co-op, helping farmers with all of their needs. Feed, seed, fertilizer, chemicals, and fast, friendly service are yours at 21st Century Co-op. 21st Century Co-op with locations in Messina, Atlantic, Cumberland, Fontenelle, and Greenfield. Country Tire in Atlantic. Stop by today and see how good the guys will take care of your car or farm equipment needs. That's Country Tire in Atlantic. And by Sorensen Farm Equipment, with the widest range of tractor power in the industry. Your Ford New Holland dealer with a service department that can't be beat. Sorensen Farm Equipment on Highway 59 in Harlan.
Back here after the break, and the inbound is going to be fought for here and knocked out of bounds. Markham got a hand on it, couldn't save it back in. Glenwood will inbound underneath here again. 54-38, Trojans lead at 58 seconds left to go in the ball game here as they lead it tonight over Glenwood at Glenwood High School. Inbound to Jensen. He'll dribble up left side quickly, all the way to the rack, stop on the block, dump it off to Hahn. Hahn back outside, and the three-pointer attempt by Dalma is good. And another quick timeout here on the floor. Glenwood will take this one. And we'll have another quick timeout. So we'll take another quick break. 54-41, Trojans lead. You're listening to high school basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Messina Livestock Sales, providing you with a top quality market for your livestock. Quality animals at quality prices are the trademark of Messina Livestock Sales. Alan Van Tiger, owner. For down-home cooking, come to the Downtowner in Atlantic for breakfast and lunch. And don't forget about their homemade pies. For all your catering needs, the Downtowner can do it all, large or small, from start to finish. The Downtowner, located at East 4th Street in Atlantic. That's 243-2183. Olive Street Station, featuring full-service gas, diesel, and flex fuel pumps. A full-service shop area with free pickup, delivery, snacks, and refreshments. Olive Street Station, where full service is not a thing of the past.
Welcome back here to Glenwood High School as we get set after the timeout. Atlantic will inbound. They'll send it up the floor. Quickly, nice outlet. Got it to Christensen. He gets it right back to Franken, who streaks down the lane and gets the easy bucket. Dalton Franken adding to his total here tonight. Now a foul here on the other end. As Chitava was a little out of control, but they're going to call a reach-in foul here against Chad Christensen. His fourth. 15 foul. 30 seconds left to go. Inbound now here will come from May. Inbound pass will come in, and they'll get it to Chitava. Chitava has it out front. He'll go right side, kick it over to Dalma. Dalma back to Chitava. He'll dribble inside. Awkward shot on the run. They're going to have a foul call here, and they're going to send him to the line to shoot two.
And the foul whistled against Jared Fulk. His first. Two shots coming now here for Gage Shitava. 20 seconds left in the ballgame. 56-41 lead for the Trojans. First free throw is good there. One more coming now for Shitava for the Rams. Free throw on the way. That's good as well. He knocks them both down. Inbound here to Markham. He'll try to get by the defense. He'll do it on the dribble. All the way to the other end goes coast to coast. Layup good. Sam Markham with a nice move up the floor. Shitava will come back. Crosses over. Got away with a carry there. Gets it into the corner. And Jensen will put up a three. No good. Bertini the rebound. The putback no good. Rebound fought for. And time will expire. The Atlantic Trojans go on the road in conference and get their first win of the season in their first game. 58-43, the final score here as Atlantic defeats the Glenwood Rams. We'll take a break and come back to wrap this one up. You're listening to high school basketball here on KJN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJN All Sports Boosters Association. Interior Touch in downtown Atlantic is your headquarters for window coverings, wallpaper, paint, carpet, vinyl, ceramic tile, and laminate flooring. For all of your decorating needs, visit with the professional staff at Interior Touch. Kessler Funeral Homes in Audubon and Exirup has been providing the area with quality care and concern at the time of need. Kessler Funeral Homes in Audubon and Exirup. Spark and Brake Shop in Harlan, specializing in brake work, wheel alignment, and tune-ups. Stop by the Spark and Brake Shop in Harlan, located at 7th and Cyclone.
Welcome back here to Glenwood High School as we wrap up our broadcast here tonight at the Atlantic Trojans. The boys go on the road and get their first win here in their first game of the season. 58-43, your final here. It was a tight game and a low-scoring game in the first half. Just 19-16 the lead for Atlantic after the first half of play. And then they kind of opened it up towards the end of that third quarter, and you could kind of see the life and the energy going out of the Rams a little bit there in that second half, and Atlantic just kind of kept up that tempo and started knocking down some shots.
Well, and knocking down some free throws, too. Glenwood got themselves into some trouble in the second half, picking up a lot of early fouls, and they never reached the bonus in the second half. Atlantic was there for quite a long time, and the Trojans actually 13 out of 16 in the second half from the free throw line. They were 14 of 21 for the night. And Glenwood 5 of 11 from the free throw line. So, you know, a healthy difference there. When you're looking at a 15-point difference in the ball game, you got 9 of those points right there at the free throw line, as Atlantic had a lot of opportunities in that second half from the stripe.
It really did, and Dalton Franken ends up with a big game here tonight, and most of those points coming here in the second half. He only had 4 points in the first half of play, but finished with 22 here to lead the way. And once he kind of got things going, he started to knock down some shots, and he was perfect from the stripe as well. You got to be happy about that.
He was a lot more determined offensively in the second half. He was looking for his shot, and his teammates were getting the ball to him in positions to be able to make shots, too. And, you know, that's the beauty of what Atlantic is doing here this year, and with the kind of talent that they have, is they don't depend on one guy. On no night will they depend on one guy. Atlantic, for example, was awful tonight from the three-point line. Never made a single three throughout the course of the ball game tonight. They tried plenty of them. Never were able to knock one down. And that was a real staple of their ball club last year. They were always good for at least a half a dozen threes in every game. And, you know, when you're able to do that, you open up and loosen up that inside defense, too. They weren't able to do that tonight. That allowed Glenwood to kind of clamp down a little bit tighter inside. But still, the Trojans found a way to get their shots, especially in that second half.
Yeah, they really did, and then started to play much better and open up this ball game as they get the victory. Take a look here at the numbers here for you. For Atlantic, leading the way, as we mentioned, was Dalton Franken with 22. Had 15 points in the ball game tonight for Harrison Hoig. 10 chipped in tonight by Chad Christensen. We had 7 as well on the board for Sam Markham, and 2 points apiece chipped in by both Ben Nelson and also Stuart Hoig, who got a late bucket, and 14 to 21 from the free throw line, as you mentioned. So a good night for Atlantic there, and a nice second half.
And kudos also to Harrison Hoyt tonight. Harrison came out early on when Atlantic was just looking to stuff that ball inside. He took control there. He started to do that a little bit in the second half, especially early in the fourth quarter when the game was still fairly close. And he was part of the reason that they were able to start stretch out that lead a little bit early and then again late in the ball game.
And for the Rams here tonight, they were led by 13 points from Tyler Jensen. Also had 10 points tonight from J.J. Hahn, but he was in some foul trouble and sat for a good chunk of early that second half. 7 points chipped in by Grant May, who kind of had a rough night. He's a guy that looked to go to score, and he had a very slow second half, only scoring 2 in the second half. 5 points also chipped in tonight by Brady Dalma, 4 points for Corey Bertini, and 2 points apiece chipped in by both Jacob Radcliffe and Gage Shatava here tonight for the Rams as they go 5 of 11 as well from the free throw line here. So Glenwood picks up the victory here tonight in their first game of the boys' varsity season, 58-43 over Glenwood. Last check in the girls' game at the end of the third quarter, it was Atlantic leading that one, 35-27 here tonight over Glenwood. So that was a lead for them heading into that fourth quarter. That was the last score update we had there for you in that one. But Trojans got to feel good about how they went on the road here tonight and kind of got things straightened out in that second half, played a pretty good game.
Well, 3-point game at the break, and Atlantic able to open things up a little bit in the third quarter, and then early fourth quarter they built the lead to as big as 17 points at 50-33. But that wasn't devoid of a scare, though, too, as early in the third quarter, you know, the Rams only had 2 leads all night. They led 3-2 early, and then they rallied back early in the third quarter to take a 25-24 lead before Dalton Franken hit a couple of free throws to put Atlantic back up by 1, and then they started to build. Like as I say, it got up to 50-33, 17 points before they settle on a 15-point win here tonight. So, yeah, good effort for Atlantic. It's not the worst thing in the world to be challenged in a season where so many high expectations are placed on you. They showed early on that every night's going to be a tough ball game.
Certainly so. The Trojans pick up the victory 58-43. They go to 1-0 here to start the season. The Rams fall to 1-1 here after the contest tonight. And that's going to do it for basketball here this week, and actually for a little while here, as we'll have a week off here. Our next scheduled game comes your way on Tuesday, December the 11th, as we'll be bringing a girls' basketball. Clarindo plays at Atlantic at the Atlantic High School. That's a 7:30 start time for that game, so we'll be on the air just before that coming up on Tuesday, December the 11th for Clarinda and Atlantic girls. We'll have Hawkeye basketball on the air for you tomorrow as the Iowa men's team gets back home, as they will play a ball game coming up tomorrow against Texas A&M Corpus Christi. That's an 11 o'clock start time for the ball game tomorrow with the broadcast on KJ, and we'll have that one for you. And then the Chiefs play on a Sunday as they'll be home to take on the Carolina Panthers. That's a ball game we'll pick up for you right around the noon hour after our church services. So it's coming up for you sports-wise, and that's going to wrap up our broadcast here tonight. Once again, it's Atlantic picking up the win, 58-43 over Glenwood. For John Barron's back in the studio and Jim Field, I'm Chris Parks. Good night from Glenwood.